The Nine Attributes of the Buddha by Sele Susila. Part 3, Chapter 2, How to Practice Recollection of the Virtues of the Buddha. Buddha Nusanti. As mentioned before, a person with a faithful temperament is suitable to take the specific meditation subject of recollecting Buddha's virtues. In this practice, one recollects one or more virtues of the Buddha. Therefore, it is necessary to learn the nine virtues of the Buddha with all their meanings first. The systematic way is as follows. 1. Verbal recitation. Sitting straight, preferably in front of an altar where the Buddha's serene statue is placed, one begins with the verbal recitation as Iti Piso Bhagava. 1. Araham. 2. Sama Sambuddho. 3. Vijja Charana Sampanno. 4. Sugato. 5. Lokavidu. 6. Anuttaro Purisa Dhamma Sarati. 7. Satta Deva Manusanam. 8. Buddho. 9. Bhagava. Most Asian Buddhists are able to recite Buddha's virtues in Pali, though they may not fully understand the meanings well. If you have difficulty reciting the nine virtues of the Buddha in Pali, you can try to recite them in English. Verbal recitation is very helpful for beginners to stop their monkey mind so that the mind stays with the object. As you continue reciting in this way, you will find your mind settling down gradually. 2. Mental recitation. Next, move on to mental recitation. Silently recite the nine virtues of the Buddha in the mind again and again. Then gradually drop some of the virtues that are not so clear in your mind, but focus on one, two, or three virtues that inspire you. For example, if you take the virtue Araham to contemplate, you should recollect the definition of it with the mental recitation of Araham. 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 It is good if you can also have the Buddha's image in your mind. Choose one of the images that gladden your heart. 3. Dropping the words. When concentration develops, the mind will stay with the virtue of the Buddha rather than with the words. Then let the mind settle on the chosen virtue of the Buddha. Joy and rapture will arise as concentration develops further. 4. Attaining access concentration. When one overcomes the five hindrances of sensual desire, ill will, restlessness and remorse, sloth and torpor, and doubt, the mind firmly establishes on the virtue of the Buddha. Happiness arises within. With the mind happy, bodily and mental disturbances are tranquilized. When the body and mental disturbances are tranquilized, taking the special quality of the Buddha as object, one reaches access concentration. Frequently recollect the virtues of the Buddha. The Buddha exhorted Mahanama, the Sakyan, quote, Mahanama, you should develop this recollection of the Buddha while you are walking, while you are standing, while you are sitting, while you are lying down, while you are busy at work, while you are resting in your home crowded with children. End quote. Anguttara Nikaya 11.13. As you recollect the supreme virtues of the Buddha in your daily practice, it will gradually lead to self-awakening. Quote, one thing, when developed and pursued, leads solely to disenchantment, to dispassion, to cessation, to stilling, to direct knowledge, to self-awakening, to unbinding. Which one thing? Recollection of the Buddha. This is one thing that, when developed and pursued, leads solely to disenchantment, to dispassion, to cessation, to stilling, to direct knowledge, to self-awakening, to unbinding. End quote. Anguttara Nikaya 1.296. May all beings be liberated and realize Nibbana soon. Quote, those disciples of Gotama ever awaken, who constantly practice happily by day and by night, the recollection of the qualities of the Buddha. End quote. Dhammapada 296. End of chapter. End of The Nine Attributes of the Buddha by Sele Susila.